Praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us. This is the Newer Gospel Tabernacle, Hour of Prayer, and it's a wonderful opportunity and special grace that God has given us that we can gather so easily without fear or without intimidation. We just come together, just are drawn towards Him. And as we are drawn towards Him, we are drawn towards, naturally, each other. I trust that you had a wonderful and blessed day today. Certainly, it was a day of outpouring. No pun intended. It really, really was. That rain just came down, and we thank God for it. I mean, we appreciate it. We must. After the rain has stopped, at least it has stopped here in our zone, and the air is fresh and smells clean. It's just something about a downpour of rain. Let us open in prayer, and we want to lay out before the Lord those things that He has placed in our heart to bring back to Him as asking requests or intercessions. And so let us invite His presence. Now, we know He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And also He said that wherever two or three are gathered in His name, He is in the midst to bless. And we believe that. However, we want to also express our desire for Him and welcome Him into our midst. Father, we thank You today for all that You've done on this Friday, June 13th, for all of the wonderful things that You have blessed us with and in through this day. You've caused us to have favor. You've caused us to have and to walk in victory. You've caused us to know You a little better by watching Your footsteps and watching the work of Your hands. We thank You so much for the privilege. And tonight we put our hearts and our minds together. We've gathered purposely so that we could speak with You concerning Your thoughts, Your heart's desires, and Your plans for all of the earth and for us individually. We thank You for this opportunity. Thank You for the technology that we are able to come together without much effort. We pray tonight that all of the words of our mouths and all of the meditations of our hearts would be open and it would be pleasing to You. We thank You on this evening. And for those who are yet coming on, we pray that You would bless them as You bless us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, speaking of the rain, I really enjoyed the downpour. I do. I love the rain. And but there was something that I was very conscious of, and you may want to take note of it also. If you look at the trees that are around you, in your neighborhood, in your yard, in the park, wherever you go, along the streets, they are wonderfully blessed. They are lush and look well taken care of, and that's because God has a way of doing that. And we heard the thunder. The atmosphere was charged electrically. And that's why thunder and lightning may even appear, but it's because of the electrical charges that are in the atmosphere. And that's God's doing, because the plants, the trees, they need that, and they prosper wonderfully in the atmosphere that is highly electrically charged. It just causes them to grow abundantly. And that's something of the power of the Spirit of God in our lives causes us to flourish and to be lush, because our atmosphere, the atmosphere in us and around us, is so charged that it's a work of the Spirit. It's a work of heaven. I'd like to bring your attention, if you will, to James chapter 4, reading verses 6 to 8, for a place from which we can launch our visit with the Lord on this evening. In verse 6, beginning in verse 6 and ending in verse 8, here's what it says, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. It says, "But he," meaning the Lord, "gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit to meet this evil tendency and all others fully." That is why he says, "God sets himself against the proud and haughty, but gives grace continually to the lowly, those who are humble enough to receive it." So be subject. Here's the punchline here. Verse 7. "So be subject to God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him, and he will flee from you." Verse 8. "Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Recognize that you are sinners. Get your soiled hands clean. Realize that you have been disloyal, wavering individuals with divided interests, and purify your hearts of your spiritual adultery." Now, this is advice from the Apostle James for those who would endeavor to follow the Lord. And he's giving us strategies for how to resist the devil. What should we be doing? And ever since Jesus met Satan in the wilderness up until now and into the future until his appearing, when Satan ultimately will be cast into the lake of fire, him and the others who are loyal to him. Between those two points, the wilderness experience of Jesus and his return and the demise of Satan, the battle has been on. And so the apostle has given us a strategy. He says, we want to be subject to God, at the same time resisting the devil, standing firmly against him, and he will flee from us. So I just wanted to highlight that for us, because even as we see the war intensifies in the natural, if you're listening to the news, the 24-hour cycle, you're hearing wars and rumors of wars, just as Jesus said in Matthew 24. And these wars affect all of us. They may not be happening on at our front door, but however, wherever they happen, there is economic and international impact. And so it is a signal of what is happening in the supernatural. The war there has intensified, and what we're seeing is to spill over. So what are we to do? We are to become even more subject to God and even more resisting firmly against Satan. So that's why we are gathered here, because we want to be in his shelter. Amen. Okay. Well, we have a prayer list, and certainly you may have a prayer request, and please understand that you can interrupt us as necessary to add your prayer request and concern to our list. But until and unless that happens, we will proceed forward with what God has placed on our hearts. I believe what he's given us. We have several people in our church family that are experiencing, that has medical needs and are being restored and are in recovery. And please forgive me, I can hear some background noise. And what I usually do when I hear that, I silence the lines until I find the one that is giving us the noise, and then I silence that. I mute it because it's disrupting our forward motion. So I think I found it, and so it's been muted so that it does not disrupt our session. Yes, I was saying there are people in our congregation that we would like to pray for. I think it would be a good idea. We've been praying for, I think, all of them, most all of them, if they're part of our congregation, and we are aware of their need for healing and deliverance. And so I will go through those names quickly. The ones that we are aware of, I mean, if I'm not, then please do not be upset at me if that name is not mentioned. I may not be aware. But I know that a sister by the name of Marion Jean, she is will be approaching a surgery very soon. I spoke with her just on Sunday, and she informed me, so I promised her that we will make that a matter of prayer. And it's a serious procedure, and so we're going to lift her up. Then we have Valerie Burney. She has been going through some dental procedures, and we've been praying for her. She has had seizures. She has suffered from seizures, which can complicate matters pretty much. So she's in recovery. She had some dental procedures just yesterday. Those procedures are extensive, and so she's in the recovery and heal-up process. Now, I spoke with her just a little earlier on today, and so we pray for her. Then there's Etta Bullock, who has been in therapy for some months now, and we are continuing to pray for her strength in the Lord, and she doesn't look diminished in any way. God has really been blessing her in her treatments and recovery. We also want to remember Michelle Lewis, who also is in therapy and in treatments. And these are people that love the Lord and are believing God for their strength and their delivery. And we are also in agreement with that. So right now, I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer. Yes, ma'am.
Also, Deanna Powers, who was in emergency this morning. She's home, but she had to go to emergency this morning.
Yes, that is true. Thank you for that reminder. In fact, I just found out about it within the last 30 minutes or so. Yes, thank you for that. That's Deanna Powers. And how many know that God is in the healing business? And he wants us to ask. This is a test for us that we have the opportunity, being aware of people's needs in our church family, that we approach the Lord. And he says, those who are sick among you, call for the elders of the church, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So God is already put things in place. Now, let me say this about what that scripture is really saying. There are times that you can call for prayer because of some illness or some ill health situation, and you are not able to get the entire church, you know, having most people that are part of our church family there present to hear your announcement of your need. So it says, call for the elders. The elders represent the church. So that is why it states that. However, if an elder was not there, but everybody else was, that makes up the church. Same thing. So we have so many of us on, including, I'm sure there are at least a couple of elders. I know my wife is on, and I believe Elder Tony is on, and Elder Roy Campbell is on.
Yes.
So I spoke with them earlier. So let us understand that our faith is all that is needed here. It says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So we have the church on board. Let us offer the prayer of faith. So, Isaiah 53 says, by his stripes we are healed. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the healing virtue that comes from your heart, from your throne, from your hand, to touch all of those that we've listed: Marion Jean, Valerie Burney, Etta Bullock, Michelle Lewis, Deanna Powers, that you would touch them, touch their bodies.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
You made them, and you know exactly their frame. You know exactly what may be out of order and what needs to be shored up and made healthy. We speak healing to each and every one of them. And we know sickness is not from you. It's from the kingdom of darkness designed to destroy. But in the name of Jesus, we call forth the healing virtue that has come to us through the completed work of Jesus Christ, who is our healer. In the name of Jesus, we speak health to every cell in their bodies right now. Every cell begins to function as designed by you, Father, for health, to preserve, to cause persons to prosper in body. We thank you right now for the healing virtue that you've made available. So we thank you for your healing touch in Jesus' name. Touch them. Deliver them in Jesus' name. Strengthen them. Add vigor and energy to them right now. And anyone else who among us that is sick that we may not have mentioned or don't know about, we claim their healing right now as the body of Christ. We claim their healing and their deliverance, their health, that they would prosper in every way. And those that are yet to have procedures, we pray right now, O God, that you would give them peace, the confidence. Pour out an anointing of confidence upon them, that they will know that they know that you are their healer, and that the technicians and their medical team is just the hands and the knees of healing. We thank you now in Jesus' name.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Father, we believe in you for a good report, and great testimony of these persons right now. Thank you for keeping them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to interject your prayer request, because God has been answering prayer, and I'm so excited about what I'm seeing him do in and around us and in our lives. It's just awesome. And so I'm encouraged to really continue to press in and to pray through, because we are seeing God's response. God has been waiting for this, and he is pleased. And whatever it is that he has placed in your heart that he wants you to pray back to him, it could be anything that lines up with his plan and his purposes. And he has good thoughts concerning each of us and for everyone for a good end. Yes. And he knows the plans he has. However, he wants us to enter in to agreement with him. So for you to give a prayer request in agreement with him, it's the same as receiving the answer. It's that certain. It's the same as receiving the answer. So don't be bashful about asking. While Jesus is in motion and moving, you want to get a hold of the hem of his garment. One touch, that's all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Well, Pastor,
yes,
I want us to pray tonight for, I want us to pray for Annette DeWitt's brother. I believe his house burned out, the apartment.
Yes, we heard of that.
And three kids.
Yes.
So we want to pray for that tonight.
Yes. I think that's a request that's worthy of our attention. They lost everything. And this was, I believe, last week sometime. And thank you for the reminder. We did receive, I think, by the next day, we did receive the news on it. Thanks for the reminder. I will ask someone on our team, and there are many of us on, many. And I'm really pleased at that. I would like one of you to pray for that family that has been burnt out, that God would comfort them, they would have peace in their hearts, and of course we thank God for sparing their lives. No one was injured, hurt, or that their lives are intact, except that they lost everything, clothing and all of material things, they lost those. But their lives were preserved. So we thank God for that. But we want now to ask the God who owns everything to bless them with replacements better than what they had even at the first, so that they know that it's God. Would someone take that prayer request before the Lord? We are willing to follow you and be in agreement with you as well as you lead us in prayer. Would you take that? Family has, I believe, three children, and so the children certainly are discomforted, to be sure. Someone take that prayer, please. Praying for the family that lost everything in a fire. Their home was completely destroyed. And that's here in the city of Newark, in the South Ward. Hallelujah. Someone take that, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is our provider. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory, praise,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sparing their lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Yes.
Speak to our hearts that we may speak it back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father,
you
are
our protector, our hiding place.
You are the praise of God.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
God, you are God above everything else, Father God.
Yes, God. Yes.
God, all by yourself, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we know praise that you can do everything, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God,
thank
we know
you,
that
you
can bring it. Positive out of this negative, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's how powerful you are, Father God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we give you the praise, Father God. There's no God like you, Father
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
The creator of heaven, earth, the sea, and everything in it, Father God, including
praise the name of the Lord.
And her husband and the three kids, Father God. We know that
yes.
you are the creator of them, Father God. Hallelujah. Father
yes,
God, so
Lord.
We know that you can make a miracle out of this. Out of this, Father
yes.
God. Father God, we give
yes.
you the praise, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to touch our family today, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God,
thank
we ask
you,
Father God, to give it more than what they have, Father God. Hallelujah. Like you did Job, Father God. Hallelujah. Now his ending
yes.
was better than at his beginning, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, we ask
yes,
you, Father
sir.
God, touch our family tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, give them
yes.
more and more, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, I have a car full of stuff that people have given me for them, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to supply all their needs, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Jesus,
Father God. Hallelujah. Touch our family tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, let them see
thank
that
you,
that you let this happen. Let this happen because you had a miracle for them, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't know what
yes, Lord.
Relationship they have with you, Father God. Hallelujah. But we know that they're going to have a relationship with you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father God,
hallelujah.
Touch the Father. Touch them kids, Father
they
God.
They will call upon you.
Father God,
you
put clothes
yes.
in their back, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, use us, Father God, to put clothes in their back, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God,
yes,
supply the money that they need, Father God. Hallelujah. Supply them the apartment
yes.
that they need, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise,
hallelujah.
Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, touch that family, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch all the families today that have lost everything, Father God, that are homeless, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the
yes.
praise. We know that you are God all by yourself, Father God, and it's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Hallelujah. That you
yes,
can fix
yes.
anything that's broken, Father God, hallelujah, including hearts, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, so
yes.
touch them hearts tonight, Father God, hallelujah. Touch them families tonight, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we're going to give forever give you the praise and the glory, Father God, hallelujah, because you're God all by yourself, Father God, hallelujah. And there's no
yes.
there's no lack in you, Father God. Hallelujah. So we give you the praise tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch him tonight, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Touch the family tonight, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we give
Lord.
You the praise,
strengthen
Father God.
Them.
We ask you to in Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah. As we touch and agree, Father God. Hallelujah. Do a miracle
yes.
for this family in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah.
Praise
give
you
the praise,
to me.
Father God.
Praise
we praise
to me.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise his name.
Thank
praise
Lord.
His name.
Thank
hallelujah.
God.
We thank
you,
Lord,
praise.
For who you are to us.
Father,
hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
The King of
thank
King,
you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord of Lords, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Praise you
yes.
tonight, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We cannot praise you enough, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise,
thank
Father God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, all
yes.
by yourself, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hmm.
Father God. We give you the praise, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch,
yes, God.
God.
Thank
in
you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Father, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give you the praise,
glory
Father.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. We want to pray for our church family. That includes everyone who is attached to us, that worships with us. We want to pray for them. We want to pray a hedge of protection around each of them. Mm-hmm. We want each of them to know that God is the keeper. We have lots of things that are going on in our world. It's pretty intense. And you don't know what is going to happen in the next moment. And it doesn't, you know, as a child, my dad used to always say to us, don't go looking for any trouble. And the idea there, or the implication was that if you just do all you could and you didn't go looking for trouble, you wouldn't get into any trouble. No trouble would come near to you. Well, of course, those times have changed. And you could be anywhere doing anything, minding your own business, going about your business, and something happens. Because of the kingdom of darkness in operation all around. So we want to pray protection for every person that's attached to our church family as a worshiper, whether they are formerly a member or not. We want to pray for them. We want to pray for their family. We want to pray for their children. We want God to preserve us in the midst of a troubled world. It could be at school, it could be in the street, on the highway. It doesn't matter. Trouble comes. So let's not take our well-being and safety for granted and understand that it's the Lord of hosts who moves on our behalf daily from moment to moment that keeps us from all manner of dangers, the ones we can see and the ones we are not even able to see. So let us agree over the protection of every member of our church and worshiping family, every child, every adult. We also want God to strengthen them so that they are able to stand firmly against the wiles of the adversary. Now, Father, we come before you, and we know, Lord God, that you are everywhere. You know everything at all times. There is nothing that is hidden from you, not from your sight. And whatever we do and wherever we go, you are aware.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for having kept us from the snare of the fowler, watching over us, protecting us in our going out, our coming in, our rising, and our laying down, protecting us even as the enemy seeks to ensnare, to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yes.
But you continue to add life to our lives every single moment, every day. And we pray for each member, for the safety of each person that worships with us, and for their loved ones. Keep them from the evil, just as Jesus prayed. Keep them from evil. Continue to watch over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the confidence that we have that no harm or hurt can come near us without your permission. Watch over those things that belong to us as well. We know that the devourer seeks to devour what and who we can. But we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the powers of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. And we command them to take up every weapon that they have laid against us or think to lay against us and to flee. We resist the adversaries in the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. We resist with everything that's in us the name, the mighty name of Jesus. We speak the name Jesus, and we are covered in the blood. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We speak prosperity into the lives of each person, each member of our church family. Prosperity, 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 safety, security for everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I have a praise report that I'd like to share with you all. You know, we've been praying. As you know, we have this project going on at our building. I cannot thank God enough for what he is doing. And what he is doing is so awesome that people are trying to figure it out. You know, I have it figured out to the extent that I know it's him. And it's his doing. But we've been waiting for construction permits from the city of Newark as it relates to the installation of this high-end equipment that will allow us to generate our own power for the building. And that same system will also, as a byproduct, provide heating without all of the stuff that we used to go through every winter for heating. And so the project is relatively huge in that it involves every part of the building. And so there is cooling and heating that's coming in. So anyway, on yesterday we received our permit after praying into that for a couple of weeks, a few weeks at least. We have that in hand, and the work starts full force on Tuesday. So we're praying that everything goes well. If everything goes well, we could be off of the public utility, which is PSE&G, in terms of electricity. We can be off of that by next week this time. And and possibly earning some dollars because the power that we don't use, and we're not up to 100% capacity of what we could use at our building. The marquee is not lit up, and stage lighting and all of that is not in yet. But that power that's generated that's in excess of our need goes back to the power grid, and we get credit for that. That's worth dollars to us. So God is leading us into some stuff that's awesome. But that's wonderful. But I'd like to pray. I'd like us to pray. We thank God for that. I would like us to pray for the workers, people that will be working on this or various phases of the project, where they have to go up on the roof or they have to be high up in the building and all of those up on ladders various things. We want to pray that God would preserve, that safety would be in force. People would be safe. Workers will not be injured of any kind. There would be no mishaps, bodily injuries of any kind. And so we want to pray for that, that safety, that every worker is kept safe and this project goes without one major injury. Now, if somebody breaks a nail, that's okay. So we don't want any broken limbs or anything further than that. So we'll pray now for the workers who are working on our building. They'll be, you know, those ceilings are very high, and you know, just working on the inside or on top of them, it's pretty precarious. But God has sent us some good people. Father, we thank you for safety, and we thank you, Lord, that you've sent us people that are skilled. They're not novices. Yeah. They're experienced, and they're confident of their ability to do the work. And Father, we ask for the grace of protection for them, that you would have your ministering angels on guard and encamped around them as they work, so that the kingdom of darkness and the principalities and powers of darkness will not be able to touch them. They would be out of reach because of your action and protection and watching over these persons, that they would be safe. They would be in their best shape at all times, and that their knowledge and experience would be brought fully to bear upon this project so that it will be a grand success. So we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the great report. We thank you for the outcome, where it will turn out just as you would have it and just as we would like it. So we thank you for making the way for us, for opening the doors of favor, for causing us to be able to acquire these plans and materials. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your help and for your strength.
Thank you.
Our help comes from you. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. In your private prayers and intercessions, please include this project and all that are involved in it. We have many people that are involved. They won't be all of there at once. They're coming in as the phases kick in, because you have different disciplines. You have people that are involved with heating and cooling. That's called HVAC. And then there are people that are they're engineers and all of that. So we thank God. And I thank God profusely because it's taken a load off of me. Because we actually have someone that's helping to manage the project. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing, something beyond my dreams, because I was really concerned about my own workload relative to that project. So God is really gracious. He really is, and I thank him. Want to remind you of what happens this month in the grand scheme of things across the earth. On June 28th, begins what is called Ramadan, and that is a celebration of a season with prayer and fasting that the people of the Muslim faith are engaged in for 30 days, and that 30-day period begins on the 28th. That's another 16 days of this month, the 28th of June, and it runs until the 27th of July, 30 days. And I want to invite you to do something that this is our second year of doing it. And it's wonderful. I can tell you, it's a wonderful experience. And what do I mean by this? I know that you know the scripture says we should pray for all men everywhere. And all means all. It didn't say, well, if they're a particular faith that you shouldn't. No, it says all men everywhere. Because it's God's will that they all will repent and come to the saving knowledge. That's his will. And so we want as many as would respond to God's will. That's his plan. That's his vision. That's his heart. So God loves the Muslim. Now, for some of us, that may sound like, you know, totally out of tune and dissonant. God loves the Muslim. He does. All Muslims. Because he created each person. That's the thing that we must keep in mind. He created each person. Whatever their faith, he created them. So we're going to pray. I would invite you to join me in praying through that 30-day period specifically for the Muslims. And we pray for all of the Muslim nations that we are aware of and all of the Muslims in the community where we live and the Muslims that might be on our jobs that we know and those that we run into at the gas station and everywhere else, in the supermarket, wherever. We want to pray for them during that 30-day period, praying that the light of Jesus Christ would penetrate their world and their consciousness for his glory. Now, my wife and I happen to have wonderful Muslim friends, and we're praying for them. We want to see them saved. We want to see them saved. I have quite a few Muslim friends and people that I do business with that are Muslims. Wonderful people. They just don't know Jesus Christ. They don't know him. And so we want them to come to a saving knowledge. So personally, myself, I'm preparing to fast for 30 days. Partial fast, like we do on our 21-day fast back in January, you know, our consecration. Well, I plan to consecrate myself to that cause, to the salvation of the Muslims, wherever they are, during this 30-day period. In fact, some of my Muslim friends have already told them what I'm going to do. And they're like, yeah? They said, that's great. I said, praise the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. You know? And they're like, man, I'm encouraged to fast because you're fasting. Praise the Lord. So this will help you to open your heart towards the Muslim and have a soft heart where God can play on the strings of your heart playing a song of love for the Muslims, as opposed to any hatred, any dislike, any negative thoughts towards them. God wants you to love them, having his love go through you. So should you engage in this, this will change your whole perspective about Muslims. When you see them in whatever way that discloses the fact that they're Muslim, you know, it could be by their clothing and or their speech or whatever, you'll be able to have a fully loving, positive heart towards them because you've made a decision to do that. See, love is a decision. It's not a sentimental feeling. So I invite you to that. So that's June 28th to July 27th. Pray into that. If you can't flow with it, just ask God to help you. He will, because he loves the Muslim. He loved you and me when we were in our stuff. You know what I'm saying? So aren't you glad that he's not biased in his love? He loves us unconditionally. He didn't love us because we were good. He loved us because we needed his love, and they needed to. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I'd like us to pray for our nation. Two things. Unless you have a prayer request, we are going to go forward with these two. Pray for our nation and pray for our summer outreach into our community. We're going to do a summer outreach as we always have done. This year it might be a little different, and I'll give more details on that. Not on this occasion, but over the coming next couple of weeks, we'll kind of roll out what it is we'll be doing. However, we want to pray for our nation. As you know, if you listen to the 24-hour news cycle, again, our nation may be called on to go to war or to send or put our hand in a war to assist. And when you're a leader, that's what happens. You're called on. And we ask for wisdom. We're asking for wisdom for our president. We're asking for wisdom for our national security advisors. The options are all bad options. And so it calls for extreme wisdom. I looked to the president yesterday as he made an announcement, and he looked so tired because he has so many problems on the plate right now, all at the same time. We must pray for him and pray for the rest of the country. Pray for the government. Father, we lift up our president, Barack Obama. We lift him up. We ask you to strengthen him right now.
Yes.
We speak your peace and we send it towards him right now, to light upon him so that he may have rest in you. Father, give him the confidence, even as he calls upon you, and I'm sure he does. And if he doesn't, now is the time for him to call on you.
Yes.
Help him, Lord. Help him. Help him. Give him dreams and visions as you impart wisdom to him of exactly what to do. Even as the men and women around him that are his advisors, help them. Speak to them and speak through them. With clarity so that he would know and have the confidence of exactly what to do so that it is the right thing. And Father, speak to the heart of the rest of the nation that we would stand by the president in his decisions and cover him with prayer. Speak to the church to cover him with prayer. Father, it would be a great thing if a day of prayer is declared. In spite of the separation of church and state phenomenon, that we all would humble ourselves and see the need for your heart to be heard, for your wisdom to be imparted. Help us remove the scales of blindness from our eyes, from the eyes of this nation. Forgive us for our sin. Help us to humble ourselves as a nation to seek your face in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The rest of the world is watching and waiting. Father, cause us to be a light to them. in this gross darkness. You said, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Yes.
You've commanded us to rise and to shine. And Father, we pray that that would happen miraculously in this season, so that all would know that Jesus lives and rules over all the earth. Father, we command the kingdom of darkness to withdraw. To withdraw from its aggressive nature and process. To subdue and to obey the Lord of all the nations, the Lord over the earth, none other than your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would have your way. We shut the door to the adversary. And like a flood, your spirit raises up a standard for the world to see and to know. In Jesus' name. Father, even this summer as we step outside the doors of the sanctuary to reach and to touch those that are in the community, out in the streets, Father, we pray that you would give us a mind to do. You would give us a zeal that sets the outside on fire for the glory of God. We thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do this summer, so that at the end they will say, the summer is done, but we are saved. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Sunday is Father's Day. We just have a few more seconds here. Remind us, Sunday is Father's Day. Bring the fathers out to worship.
Yes.
Maybe that's where the miracle lays. Hallelujah. I want to be the first to say a happy Father's Day to all of you. And may God bless you richly. We're looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you for joining us. Thank you. We love you. And this is a comfortable time for you. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. See you on Sunday.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless.
Oh, I love that voice.
God bless everyone on the prayer line.
Yeah, God bless you. Hallelujah.
They're cooking.